The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. David said God's law was a guide to his feet, but we don't use that guide today, and yet we call this nation, America, a Christian nation. We used to, as a nation, believe in God and Jesus Christ, and we also relied on God for help and deliverance. But do we today? Have we for the last 50 to 60 years? Do you? A Christian would know God's word. They would know his will. They would have the Spirit of God in them to lead them in the right path of righteousness. A Christian nation would not lean on our own understanding apart from God. That would mean individuals as well, not only government. Of course, it would mean government, but it would mean the nation as a whole. Notice what the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. This is God speaking to you. I want you to understand that it is God speaking to you and me. And he gives you and me some very important advice, and you would be very wise to listen to what your Savior, Jesus Christ, is telling you. Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. God wanted all people on earth, to have a good life, and he gave us a standard to live by that would produce a good life. Verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Yes, God's law is the foundation to a good society. God's law is the foundation to a good world. Verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. God is telling us, don't forsake the Word of God, because the Word of God is truth, as the Bible tells us. It tells us to live by it. Verse 4, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Yes, God said, if you live by his law, live by his word, you will find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Would you like to have God's favor? Would you like to have peace? Obeying God produces all of that. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Well, do we do that as a nation today? Do we trust in God, or do we lean on our own understanding? Don't we think that we are so wise that we can solve all of our problems apart from God? You would think that we would see and understand that our own knowledge and our own wisdom, leaning on self, has done nothing but produce evils. And that's what it's going to do from here on, unless we turn to God. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do we as a nation seek God's guidance? Do you ever hear our leaders saying, well, now let's look into the Bible and see what God says, see if he tells us how to come out of the situation that we're in. Verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Yes, God tells us, don't think that you know it all, because we don't know anything in comparison to God, and we should understand that as a nation. I hope you understand that as an individual. Verse 8, it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. This is God speaking to each individual, to you, to me, as well as the leaders of our nation. God commanded the kings of Israel to write them a copy of the law, which included the first 5 books of the Bible, and to read it. Notice this account in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, beginning in verse 14. When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and possess it, and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me. That's still a problem that we have to this day. People wanting to be like the majority. God knew that ancient Israel would want to be like the people around them, pagan nations that did not and would not obey God. God was the first king of Israel, and he intended to remain their king forever, because Israel was to be a model nation to the world of all the blessings they would have from obeying God, their king. God said, be like him. Yes, that was the purpose of life. That is the purpose of life, to become like God. Not follow the crowd, my friend. But God knew they would reject him as their king, so God does the next best thing, hoping they will serve him under a human king. So God gave them instructions as to have a human king and whom to have as a human king, and how the king was to conduct himself. God knew when they asked for a human king that it would be a step in departing from God, a step in rejecting God in their life. That's where our nation is today, rejecting God in our life. Deuteronomy 17, verse 15, "You shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord your God chooses, one from among your brethren. You shall set as king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brethren." You know, that's plain language, isn't it? God told us, he said, if you have a king, you let it be from among your own brethren, your own race. God did set the first three kings over the nation of Israel, which were Saul, David, and Solomon. Only David died as a faithful, obedient king of Israel. Saul and Solomon both turned sour. God warned Israel not to set a king over them that wasn't one of them, indicating that God knew the nation of Israel would finally even reject God choosing their king. In verse 16 of the same chapter here, Deuteronomy 17, "But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause a people to return to Egypt to multiply horses, for the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again." God didn't want Israel to mix with such a sinful nation, because God knew how easy it is for man to go downhill. God is telling Israel to keep your distance from the wicked. God knew that you become like those you run with. He also said the king isn't to become overly rich and think he's better than the populace. Keep yourself a humble person, is what God told the kings of Israel. In other words, how to live and lead your nation in the way of God, how to be a Christian nation. Don't become so rich that you think you are self-sufficient. That's one thing that has happened to the United States, and God has begun to strip us of our wealth. And one way he is doing that is by sending judgments on us. In Deuteronomy 17, verse 17, it continues, "Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away. Nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself." That's one thing that took Solomon away from God, too many women and too many riches. That was the main thing, women and riches, that separated Solomon from God. Verse 18, "Also it shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priests, the Levites." That is the way to be a Christian-like person, and to have and to be a Christian nation by studying the Word of God. There are those that call themselves Christians when they never pick up a Bible to see what it says. God told the kings of Israel to write themselves a copy of that law. That meant the entire five books of the Bible, the Old Testament, the first five books, the book of the law. And verse 19, "And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes." Do we fear or respect our Creator God? Do we as a nation? Do you? You know, it's difficult to respect someone if you don't know them. God knew that, and that's one reason he commanded the kings of Israel to read his word all the days of their life. Because how else are you going to stay close to God if you don't know what God says? How are you going to pattern your life after the life of God the Father and Jesus Christ if you don't know how they are? The Bible tells us how they are. Had ancient Israel obeyed the word of God to do that, yes, to read and study God's word and to live by it, they would have led their nation in God's way. The kings of Israel would have led their nation in God's way. We could and should be obeying that command to this day. Do you think our president and our lawmakers even know these words are in the Bible? Would they obey them? Would they obey those words if they did? I doubt it. You can't obey God if you don't know what he commands you to obey. Even if you know, that doesn't mean you would obey, but at least it would be a step in the right direction. God said in many places in His Word to be careful to obey. Yes, God gave us warning after warning to be careful to obey God, because that would be a guide to our path, and it would produce a good nation, a good society. It would produce a good world if everyone would do that. This indicates that it isn't natural to obey God. If you obey the Word of God, every word that proceeds from God, you will be a humble person, and you will be what God and Jesus Christ would call a Christian and a Christ-like person. Christ obeyed the Word of God. He lived by the Word of God. Now, if we as a nation want to be like Christ, then it would mean we would have to live by the Word of God also. Proverbs 2, chapter 2 of Proverbs, verse 1, notice what it says. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments within you. Yes, God said to receive his words and to treasure his word within you. This is God's word. God is speaking to you and me. Do we as a nation treasure the word of God? Do you? We don't as a nation. As a matter of fact, we don't want to hear the truth, much less treat God's word as a valuable treasure. Well, God said that would be the case in Israel in the end time. Do we as a nation receive God's word, the truth? No, we want to hear smooth things. We want to be buttered up. And God said that's the way that we would be, and we certainly are. God also said to treasure his commandments, his entire word. And if we did, we would have knowledge and understanding. Continue here in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. So that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if we would treasure God's word, that's what we would be doing. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, God is speaking of spiritual understanding, which would guide us in solving our many ills. Yes, if we would lean on the word of God, it would be a big aid for our nation. Verse 4, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, God's word is a treasure to us, my friend, and God said, seek it as you would seek a treasure. There are things we must do to be a Christian nation. Many will stand in line to buy Powerball tickets. They are seeking a treasure. But how many in America will even sit in their comfortable chair at home or in church to hear the truth, God's warning and repentance message to a sick and a dying nation? Maybe that's something that we should think about. How many will sit and listen to God's word, his truth, that he is speaking to a sick and a dying nation? I don't butter you up by telling you you are okay just as you are, and that everything is going to be okay, and you don't have to or need to change your ways. I don't tell you things such as the Lord will bless you for giving your money to me. I can tell you that you aren't giving your money to the Lord when false ministers are flattering you with lies, but they know you want to hear them, and they milk you out of your money. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, and in the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should request and read. Number 1, How to Be a Real Christian. If you'd like to be a real Christian, my friend, you would want this book. You would want to take this book and study it along with your Bible. How to Be a Real Christian. And number 2, our booklet, Are Christians Under the Law? You need to know that as well. All you need to do to receive these booklets is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.